First of all, Steve, congratulations on Plymouth County on your longevity of the Soil and Water Conservation District. You had an opportunity to kind of reflect on the past, the history, how we got here. But I guess the thing that, you know, was pretty evident throughout the entire evening is that Plymouth County was an early instigator, I guess, if you will, in soil and water conservation practices. And, of course, we had a few of the commissioners from the early years, both Norm Barker and Les Hemmingson were here, and I consider them kind of the pioneers. But, and also both the state and the national agencies were recognizing all of Plymouth County's achievements and accolades. So what is it about? Let's start with Plymouth County. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Soil and Water Conservation District here.
Well, it was formed in 1946. There had to be a referendum in the county, and it just didn't happen out of thin air. I forget the exact numbers, but it was overwhelmingly approved, and three commissioners were elected. I think, if I can remember, Martin Mucke, Reinhardt Weidauer, and Frank Louders. And there were only three commissioners back there. Then now there's five.
Right. Five commissioners with two associates then.
With as many assistant commissioners as want to be continuing on to help with things or provide guidance. They're very useful, actually. It's history.
What is it about Plymouth County and the people in Plymouth County? I mean, we mentioned Les and Norm Barker, who I, like I said, he was one of the very, Norm was one of the very first people in Plymouth County to utilize contour plowing, one of the first to put up terraces and everything. So what is it about the Plymouth County and the need that they saw the need to conserve both the soil and the water?
I think one of the first things is that Plymouth County is not flat. There's hills, there's streams, there's links that will erode into gullies and things like that. People saw it and they realized they should have to do something about it or their farmland was going to be gone down the river.
Turning now to more of the modern era, and of course we are still implementing terraces and waterways, but one of the major factors now is the quality of our water. And Plymouth County has been out front, particularly with not only with the Floyd Valley drainage area, but that's also Sioux County, but more specifically for Plymouth County is the Deep Creek River Water Quality Initiative. And Plymouth County was out front, one of the first counties in throughout the state of Iowa to receive funding and actually implement some type of program to reduce the nitrates that are runoff into our waters.
And I think that's a consequence of us having a lot of livestock in Plymouth County. Maybe you noticed from the one graph up there that Sioux County also was heavily involved, and there's a lot of livestock in Sioux County too.
Yeah.
So we produce a lot of nitrogen.
Okay. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are signing up and becoming more and more active. We just pull out a name here. Of course, Bob Pitts has been one that's been actively involved. He's, of course, now one of the commissioners, but really practicing a lot of soil and water conservation and water quality initiatives and different things. And he's just one. There's many others that are right there with Bob on implementing environmental good stewardships with their land.
Yes, I'd agree completely. I think that we've got some of the best producers in the state, actually. I think it comes down to family. You probably have heard stories from many people about my grandfather started to worry about this, or my father started to worry about this. And so from little on up, I realized we had to be good stewards of the land and the water.
And as we said, Iowa Department of Agriculture Land Stewardship and NRCS have recognized Plymouth County's leadership. From your standpoint as the chairman of the commissioners, that's got to feel good too when you're being recognized by other entities of the work that Plymouth County is doing in terms of protecting our soil and our water.
Yes, it does make me feel good, but it also makes me realize how much there is still to be done. I still see a lot of gullies. I still see a lot of cases where terraces should be put in. I still see a lot to be done.
Okay. And on that note then, Steve, I'm sure that the Soil and Water Conservation is doing a lot of educational efforts, but your doors are open. You're inviting farmers and landowners to come in and learn more about what they can do to protect the soil and water, and that there's available cost sharing available.
Yes, that's completely true. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is how much land in Plymouth County is owned by people who live remote from the county. A lot of it's rented ground, and you need to have the landowners realize that they can put conservation requirements in their leases for their ground, because sometimes the renters don't think about that, since renting is sometimes a short-term proposition.
And on the same notion, I'm guessing there are some renters that would like to implement it, but maybe their landowners who are absentee are a little reluctant.
Exactly. We've had that too.
Okay. All right. Precisely. Well, Steve, it's been a very good program. Anything else that you want to mention about the Plymouth County Soil and Water Conservation District and your efforts over the years and now in celebrating 75 years?
Just that I think we've got very good people working in the area, and I just hope they keep on working like they have in the past.